Hello.
Hi,
Hello.
good morning. This is Alex. Did I catch you at a bad time?
I missed your call yesterday.
Oh, that's fine. Thank you. I'm calling about the property in Church Lane. Lloyd, first of all, I wanted to apologize that at this point we haven't closed yet. I know you spoke with the attorneys from the title company the other day, and we put this extension on it. It's a bummer that this is happening, and we had no idea the title was going to be this difficult. So, I don't know, something wasn't just recorded right whenever, or I guess when you bought the property. And I'm just giving you a call because I hate this part of my job. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, and I know you're not going to be happy about it, but we need a couple of days. We need to get an extension because the title is not clear yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But you
Like I said,
know,
I'm not signing nothing as far as, you know what I mean? Unless we can make us a better deal or something like that, what I've been telling y'all here for the last couple of weeks, you know what I mean? I'm really not, like, we can negotiate a different contract or something to that being. Other than that, I'm not really, sign no extension or nothing like that, but.
I hear you. When you say you wanted to sign a new contract or try to negotiate,
A better deal, like I said.
I know you're thinking about the price, right?
In the time now.
Right.
It's almost 2 months now.
I hear you. I can go ahead and communicate that with B. In all honesty, Lloyd, I really don't have the power to make that decision, because I'm the assistant of B. But I'll definitely communicate that with her. At this point, the reason why I'm calling is to, the last time that I spoke to you about getting an extension is we had it extended until today. And as you know, that is expiring again. So, I wanted to just make sure that you are updated, keeping you informed. I've even asked the attorneys to give you a call. And believe me, I've been like nonstop bugging everyone. I've even escalated this, and we're keeping in touch with the attorneys. The attorneys are keeping in touch with the county to get this thing squared away. Like everything, every day we're just reaching out to the land records, and that just means we're very serious. Do you have like something in mind that when you say you
Like
wanted
what?
to renegotiate? Can you elaborate on that? Like, I wanted to know what you have in mind if you're talking about numbers.
Between 90 and 100 grand. Yeah, we can talk, like I said, negotiate from there. You know what I mean? Like you said, you ain't with that part or deal with that part, but
Yes,
like I
sir.
said, in between 90 and 100 grand, and then we can go from there. May come down a little bit. But like I said, I'm in debt right now with certain things that I've been held up on, so.
Right. Just trying
Far as the
to
price, that's that, and you know what I mean? Like I said, we can, I guess, go another 2 weeks or get extended for another 2 weeks or something to that nature or something like that. But like I said, we can work on the price. we can work on a time that y'all feel that it might be closed, or, you know what I mean, a date that y'all can guarantee somewhat closing or whatever. Because, like I said, it wouldn't take this long being that it was selling it at a cheaper price, at a wholesale price. I don't, you know what I mean? The way, in the way for us, everybody was talking, like, it'll, you know what I mean, it'll be before the 26th and stuff to that nature or whatever. Like you said, we can negotiate a better price and timing. I mean, as far as, you know, a date of closing and stuff like that or whatever. So mm-hmm. we won't have to worry about no extensions and stuff to that nature.
Hear you.
That way, y'all can have, I guess, a better understanding, man, you know, time yeah. framing of what, I guess. And like I said, with the land and records and whatever. You know. Like I said, I didn't have this problem when I had to have the title search done. Before I bought the property, so.
And we also didn't know that it's gonna take this long to see if we will just be cleared. So I mean, we're well within the terms of our agreement, like just haven't even extending it. I just think that we're well within the terms of our agreement.
As far as what? What you mean the terms of the agreement?
That
first agreement, what you saying?
Yes, sir, the first agreement. Just because, uh-huh. Like what I've been telling you, we're ready to close, really. You know, we have the funds. We're ready to move forward. It's just the land records, something to do with recording.
I mean, well, it's going on 2 months. I mean, y'all, I know y'all lawyers and stuff like that. I know y'all. There's no
mm-hmm.
way. You know what I mean? There's no way. Like
yeah.
I said, I actually dealt with this problem before. So, I mean.
So what I'm hearing you say is you don't want it to extend unless you get a better price for it.
Yeah, like I said, we can negotiate a different terms or agreement, however you want to put it, different contract, or you know, however you can, like I said, as far as closing and all of that.
Okay.
Better price, closing, you know, we can agree on something, because right now I'm not agreeing on what, you know, as far as how this is working right now. Like you said, it's the temp. And I've been talking about negotiating a better
right.
contract since last week, so like,
okay.
But like I said, you can get in contact with them, let them know where I stand, and we go from here. I guess you give me a call as soon as possible, and let me know how things turn out.
Okay.
Or have one of them give me a call, I guess.
Yeah, I'll definitely take note of your request, and I don't like right at this point we have it under contract for $7,000 to $8,000. So you requesting for $100,000 is, I don't know if that's just something that we could do. But again, I'm not the person who decides on it.
Right.
A percent this to be, and she's actually at a doctor's appointment right now, so I don't know if. She will be back anytime soon. So, I mean, I guess, is it, I guess what I want to know is it if it's okay for you to extend it, like, for another 2 weeks, and then we can talk about the price once she gets back.
Yeah, we can talk about that once she get back. And we can go extending the contract or something after that. But right now, I'm not, like I said, I'm not agreeing to no snitching or nothing like that.
Okay. I'm going to check if that's going to be something that we could do. What time are you available today for it to give
I'm
you
actually a call? Off all day today.
All day. Okay. That's good. Well, again, you know, it's unfortunate that this happened, you know.
Right. There's no problem. I appreciate the time. Like I said, some change, or like I said, we can go from there. Like I said, once you be able to talk to whoever you need to talk to, we
okay.
can go from there. Like I said. I appreciate your time.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Lloyd. I'll talk to you later. We'll talk to you later then. I appreciate it.